Good morning. It's 4th of August. Our first reading for the day is 2 Samuel 22, in which we read David's Psalm of Thanksgiving. I'm going to read to you once again from Brother Harry Tennant, the man David. I read, "The secret of David's personal happiness and the sureness of his faith lay in his utter conviction that by God's grace he had a part in the great unfolding and irresistible purpose of the Lord. Neither the shifting sands of merely temporal things, nor the tide of adverse events could remove the certainty that God was at work in David's life. His psalm of deliverance, as recorded in 2 Samuel 22, breathes the spirit of conviction and surrender to God by which the king lived. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, the God of my rock, my shield, my salvation, my high tower, and my refuge, my saviour. This was not the spirit of a presumptuous man, but rather the personal trust of a servant who had given himself completely to his master. The God of Sinai was the God of Bethlehem. He who had thundered in the days of Moses and, riding upon the wings of the wind, had been a deliverer for his people, had also helped David against a sea of troubles. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. The Lord was my stay." It is probable that this psalm was composed earlier in David's life, even though it is appended to the later part of the record in Samuel. The message is for all time. It is the gospel of salvation and the testimony of a typical servant of God. Although the gateway to salvation is straight, so that a man must strive to enter in, yet the place beyond is wonderfully wide. David describes the experience in these words: "He brought me forth into a large place." A large place. This is the place of liberty in Christ, the freedom of the saints in the new dimension of life, fellowship with the Lord of heaven and earth, the riches revealed in the breadth and length and depth and height of the love of Christ. David contrasts the experience of being shut up in the hand of the enemy, an experience which we all have known in the toils of sin, and the release which comes from God when "Thou hast set my feet in a large room," as we read in Psalm 31, verse 8. The Messianic 118th Psalm has the same thankful witness. "I called upon the Lord in my distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place." Salvation is a process which begins in this life. The knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ rends the veil from the heart and the scales from the eyes, so that we begin to comprehend what life and creation are all about. "Now I see," is the witness of the new man. And it is by grace. Pride, self-assurance, self-reliance, and mere human self-justification are a barrier to the work of God. "With the merciful wilt thou show thyself merciful, and with the upright man wilt thou show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure." Thus David continues his psalm of deliverance, and the Lord Jesus takes up the theme in the Sermon on the Mount. Divine qualities are to be desired by the man who seeks God's help. "To this man will I look," says God. The man who loves these things will want them for himself, and wanting them will imitate them. Thank you for listening.